curious what shaped the Thai forest tradition then to be different from David's flavor.
I would say the commitment to simplicity, commitment to the training under the Vinaya discipline, which is oftentimes it's like one of the scriptures, the suttas go back to early days of the Buddha. But then there's been various additions. The Abhidhamma, it really comes from a couple hundred years after, and it's sort of an extension of kind of Buddhist psychology and metaphysics. And the Vinaya, the rules of training and discipline, with all the stories of how it came about, I'd say it's pretty much very close to as it was laid down. Because it was the first thing to be neglected. So that, it's held as a kind of a nice historical bit, but, it wasn't really studied or put into practice. And bits of it would be taken out, but it was more like passed on with tradition. So that's certainly in the time of, and again, those wax and wane over history, but certainly for Ajahn Mun, he would have come across it in studies, but then it sort of, you look and see, nobody's living like this. So then forest tradition tends to pick those themes up of training and really developing a lifestyle of practice as the Buddha laid it out. So that's it ends up being shifting away from either a custom and tradition mode of relationship to the teachings, or an overly ceremonial. Because even sometimes people would keep the rules, but it would be trying to keep the letter of the rule without understanding it as a training. So that recognizing, this is a fundamental part of training.